Do you love comic books? Are you looking for a way to help out the Infamous Podcast? Then we have the thing for you. Go to infamouspodcast.com/comixology, click on the link, sign up for your free trial of Comixology Unlimited, and you'll help out the show. That's infamouspodcast.com/comixology. Hey, happy 2018. This is the Infamous Podcast. I'm Brian.
What's up? It's Johnny.
And this is episode 128, and we're looking forward to what's coming out this year. How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right.
Did you have a good New Year's Eve? Did you go out and party it up?
Yeah.
So, I can see you guys.
It was 1999.
Did you dress in like all purple, like Prince,
yes,
and get the Jerry Curl thing going
would,
in the front?
I would dress in all purple. Why not?
You got to have like the lacy sleeves.
Works for the Joker.
You got to have the lacy sleeves coming out.
Already got that happening.
Nice. So do you only dance to Bat Dance then?
No.
Anyway.
Party Rock, isn't that the other one? I forget what the
other
one
is. Yeah, I forget. Anyway. All right. So we have a pretty.
Bat Dance. That's
Bat Dance.
The
That's
bat
what I said.
Dance. But there was another one.
Yeah, there was Party Rock was the other one.
Something like that, yeah.
So, anyway, all right, so we have a list of some of the things we are looking forward to coming out in 2018. If we forgot something or there's something you're interested in that we don't mention, shoot us an email and let us know. But, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but before we get to that, I'm actually glad we're recording this on Thursday instead of Tuesday because some news dropped this morning that we otherwise would have had to wait a week to talk about. But DC has officially named their president of DC based productions of DC Films, and it is the Conjuring producer Walter Hamada. He was also the producer on It.
Yeah.
So
was it a Warner Brothers production?
Yeah, it is a Warner Brothers production.
Warner Brothers is this guy can make us money.
So he's replacing Geoff Johns and John Berg. Taking over what it took two people to do in failure to hopefully have one person to do in success. But the interesting thing that they've done here is he is a producer. He is not a director of things. He is not a comic book writer. He's literally like what Kevin Feige was prior to coming on board as the steward of Marvel Comics or of Marvel, the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
The producer.
Yeah. So to me, this is great. We were talking before we came on air about some of the cool things that he's done with The Conjuring, what that first movie has turned into with all the sequels and the spinoffs and,
right,
and that kind of
Annabelle
stuff.
Annabelle and all that stuff.
And the fact that they make these movies for nothing.
So was he producer of Insidious too then?
I don't know. It didn't say, and I didn't have a chance to go into his IMDb.
I'm trying to remember if the Insidious production team was tied to the Conjuring, because a lot of the same people, actors, I'm pretty sure were
is it
tied to them.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the Insidious movies.
They're good. Know. I haven't seen the third one, and the fourth one comes out this month.
Okay. But he's obviously tied to James Wan, who is directing Aquaman. So, you know, who knows? Maybe the two of them are going to team up and do some interesting things.
Yeah.
But, hey,
well, Aquaman's good. I mean,
it's a positive move for DC. Aquaman doesn't come out until December, so, you know.
There was something else, and I totally forget what it was.
Some other news bite. And I do not know.
That bites.
It bites.
That bites because I forgot what it was.
Oh, well. You'll remember when we're like halfway through and we'll just have a, we'll just stop the show and you know,
do that.
Johnny just remembered.
This just in.
We'll do it like the Clone Wars or the Legend of Korra.
Yeah.
Uprising. Anyway, speaking of Uprising, let's talk about movies.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your phone?
I was looking for that.
Oh. You were looking for the thing that you don't remember?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure I've seen it on the phone.
Have you ever done that? Like,
it's going to be cold. It's going to be cold, and it's going to be cold. And the winter storm's name's Grayson.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, his parents were killed. The winter storm's parents were killed at a trapeze circus thing. And, you know.
All right. Do you want to start with movies, TV shows, or comic books?
Whatever you want to start with is fine.
Want to do comic books since it's the least amount, sure. And then we have more time to talk about other things. So obviously with comics, we don't get a whole lot of lead time into what's coming out. It's usually about 3 months.
Image Expo is February, the end of February.
Right.
So we'll know Image stuff pretty much for the year.
Which we'll cover again like we did last year.
Yeah.
And the year before. And
a weird time. They're doing it like in the middle of the week.
Yeah. Cool.
Like on a Wednesday.
Awesome.
I'm like, well, I can't go to that. Because I was looking at it. I was like, I'll go to that.
That would be a fun one to go to, definitely.
But it's on a Wednesday or something. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not going to go to that.
So of the few books that I know already
forgot. Happy anniversary, Deep Space Nine.
Oh,
this week was its 25th anniversary.
Ooh.
So I think that was Tuesday or Wednesday.
So funny, I was just talking about Star Trek the other day.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about Star Trek when you were working at Mike's.
Yeah.
But then David and I were talking about it, and we were talking about Enterprise. And I finally came to the realization, I like to say that Deep Space Nine is my favorite, but in reality, Enterprise is the one that I watch all the way through. When I do watch it, I don't skip episodes.
Right.
Not that everything is golden Enterprise, but anyway.
I was going to say.
But Deep Space Nine is an amazing Star Trek series and well worth watching over and over again. And if you're interested in what we think about it, we did a whole year where we talked about Star Trek.
Oh, my.
So,
a whole month.
About the movies throughout the year, and then we did the whole month of September where we talked about it. Anyway, go check those out. All right, so comics. So some things I'm looking forward to, and you can chime in. One is the final issue of Invincible.
Well, yeah.
So
is that this month?
It comes out this month.
Double-sized?
It is a double-sized issue. I think it's still just going to be $3.99, but who knows? Image doesn't seem to price gouge fans too much.
Try not to.
Did the price of the Walking Dead comic book go up?
What is it?
It was $3.99.
For this month?
Yeah. Well, for the last 2 months.
Then it's gone up. It used to be $2.99.
That's what I thought. Okay. Well, they got to do something to
replace
that Invincible
money. They use the fancy paper?
I don't know. I read it digitally. Oh. So, I read it digitally. It should only be 99 cents.
I should check the cover price.
Anyway, so the Invincible final issue, Kirkman, Otley. So Otley is going to draw half and Corey Walker is going to draw half.
Cool.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. I really liked when Corey Walker sat in for Otley when Otley was taking a break to get ahead for this final story arc. So that'll be fun. Two more from Image,
That's what it was. Game of Thrones.
Oh, you were talking about Cold.
Yeah, Game of Thrones will not come back until 2019.
Oh, we knew that.
Well, no, it's official now.
Yeah, we knew that.
No, it wasn't official.
What's his name? The Onion Knight.
That's Liam, not official.
But he said.
It's not official
right.
until
but
HBO
But now it's official.
It's official.
Okay, I got it.
Right.
So
HBO confirmed that season 8 or 7.5.
Yeah.
Will return in 2019.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be done. I mean, they haven't even started filming yet.
No!
So, anyway, it's all right. I mean, they have to do all the CG work for three dragons fighting, like, dogfight style. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
And then when the B-2 bomber flies in. Oh, wait. That's a different...
Wrong. And it was an Apache helicopter.
No. You've never seen Sucker Punch?
No, I've never made it to the end.
Oh, you just need to jump into the sequence where the dragon chases the B-2 bomber.
I always fall asleep.
Just jump to it.
I was talking about Rain of Fire.
Was it an Apache?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. So
I just thought it was a bunch of base jumpers.
So, so sticking with Image, they're rebooting Hit Girl and Kick-Ass. Coming out later this year. Actually, I think in February is when it comes out.
So is Millar World part of Image now?
Yes.
Okay.
So so there's a whole bunch of interesting things with Millar World. You know, he signed that big deal with Netflix.
Yeah, and they're working on stuff.
But Hit Girl and Kick-Ass are not a part of that deal. And neither is Kingsman.
Well, Kingsman's its own...
Which, it's its own thing. But so Kevin Smith is actually going to write the second arc for Hit Girl,
okay,
which will be really interesting, and I'm assuming very gory and violent. the way it should be. And then the new Kick-Ass is actually an older, not old, well, not old, but an older woman who has a family, and she was a military. She was like in the Army or the Marines or something like that.
Ah, this Punisher.
It's
okay.
Taking place in New Mexico instead of New York.
Your family's going to be killed in a park. No, wait.
I don't think they're going to kill
the
family.
In an amusement park.
I think they're going to leave the family intact.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be, like I said,
her dog's going to be killed in a PetSmart.
a dog park.
Ooh. There we go.
Anyway. So I'm excited for these. I really liked Kick-Ass. I think it felt like Kick-Ass got progressively more, can I up myself from issue to issue?
Like violence-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're fun comics.
They should let me write the Kick-Ass book.
There you go. Well, why don't you put together a treatment, and we'll get some people to come in, and we'll like do a staged reading.
Oh, wow. But who do we get to crush a skull, though? I mean,
we'll get we'll have someone do like all the ADR stuff and the folly work.
So one that I'm looking forward to that isn't on our official list is the new Kirkman book.
Yeah. And what's that one called?
It's called Oblivion Song.
Okay.
And the only thing like that I know about it is there's like a mass supernatural disappearance of, I think it's like a whole city. People disappear and there's this guy that goes in looking for them. Like, you know, because some of them were his family members.
Sure.
But I don't know that much. It's just now in the new previews,
okay.
The new Image Plus and the new previews has a little write-up about it. So I haven't had a chance to read it since that just came out this week.
Yeah.
And that, but it's due out in March.
Okay.
And obviously it'll be kind of replacing Invincible.
Yeah.
On his docket of stuff that he's writing. Three books.
What are the three?
Right now it's Outcast, Invincible, and Walking Dead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. I always forget about Outcast. I have the first two trades.
It's a good book, but
it's not on the same level.
Not on the level of Walking Dead, because Walking Dead has the popularity.
Right.
Not on the level of Invincible with the comic book popularity.
Yeah.
But when you read it, it's good, but it's disturbing.
Okay.
Like, The Walking Dead to me is not disturbing. There's not much that's disturbing in it.
Did you read
I haven't read this week's, but like I've read the first two Outcast trades.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a level of disturbing.
Okay.
Like Exorcist type feeling, disturbing type thing, because it is that it's demon possession.
It's like Supernatural. Kind
no,
of, right? No,
no. Okay. Supernatural has nothing disturbing in it.
Okay.
To me, Supernatural is, you know...
I'm saying it's Supernatural.
Oh,
as in,
Supernatural.
Sorry.
Like, the TV show Supernatural is popcorn movie-type Supernatural stuff.
This is like the Exorcism of Emily Rose type stuff.
Exorcism of Emily Rose, Conjuring, you know, those that level of... When you read it, there's things in it where you go, ooh, ooh. Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, literally like, ooh. That yeah.
Like I said, I got the first two trades because I think I got them for like $2.99 each on Comixology. Because,
sure.
You know, whenever there's big sales.
That's definitely worth it.
Dude, I bought so much Star Wars stuff with this sale that ended on the 2nd.
I hope you went through the Infamous Podcast webpage to do that.
I absolutely did. Anyway, but yeah, so...
Yeah, I would say if you're into supernatural, disturbing supernatural horror stuff... Check them out.
Yeah.
Go through our website and get them off of Comixology.
I tell you what, if you haven't checked out Manifest Destiny yet, I know this isn't a Kirkman book, but like, and you want to read something cool in 2018.
It is a Skybound book, isn't it?
It's Image, I know. I don't know if it's Skybound.
Or
is it Shadowline?
I think it's Skybound.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, that is a fantastic, fantastic series that I'm two volumes behind right now.
I haven't read Sasquatch and whatever the current one is.
All right, so then the next one is X-Men Red, which is probably going to be replacing X-Men Blue, because I think they're going to send them back. The time-displaced X-Men are getting sent back.
Fine.
Or, Yeah, I don't know. That should have happened a year ago.
Well, because Bendis is gone now.
Right,
so,
right.
So now they can send them back and no worries.
So it's Jean Grey. It's Jean. Gambit. It's, I forget the team now. I think Nightcrawler might be moving over to her team. But it's interesting because the whole resurrection of the Phoenix is happening right now, where the older Jean Grey is coming back and then time displaced green Jean Grey. And I don't know. It's interesting. But for me, it's a X-Men book I'm looking forward to. And then the last comic I have, and I don't know if you have anything else. Is we found out that, well, one, yesterday
Star
was...
Well, Star Wars continues.
Well, yeah, the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, that's one. And it's this. I think it's this month that it's happening from IDW, the Star Wars Adventures.
Yeah.
Are doing the Forces of Destiny.
Yes. And the other one that came out is the Adventures on Crait.
Yeah.
Which is the Salt Planet.
Yeah.
Which... It's not current. It's when
between
the Rebel
Jedi
base was
and,
on there. Yeah. So
yeah.
When
but
they
like
had the Rebel
the,
base there.
The Forces of Destiny, every book is a female writer.
Okay.
I think almost every book is a female artist, too.
Okay.
And it's focusing on the one that just came out this week's Leia. There's one I think that's Padme and Hera and Chopper.
Okay.
And I want to say there's an Ahsoka Tano.
Okay.
And I forget who the other one is. But it's all this month. And I think there's five of them.
Okay, cool.
So that's cool.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a cool thing.
I'll probably.
You know, if you have a daughter.
Yeah.
Wife.
I'll probably get those for
you. You know, friend, but, whatever.
But yeah, the last one, though.
I enjoy it myself. The Forces of Destiny cartoon.
The cartoon is great.
Yeah.
And answered a long-standing question that we had of who was the best pilot in the galaxy.
No, it's the ship.
Well. But
the Falcon's always going to be the better ship.
Well, but the best pilot is Hera, so hands down.
Yeah, we know that. Poe Dameron learned everything he knows from her.
And his mom. Anyway, so then Bendis started...
Everything she learned from Hera,
probably.
Too. So.
She was probably Phoenix Squadron somehow.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll end up in Rebels. Bendis officially started at DC yesterday, as of the day we're recording this, so
right.
on Wednesday. And it's announced he's going to be doing Superman for his first book.
That was it. That,
the yawn is it?
The yawn was it.
I'm excited to see his take.
Don't get me wrong. I like Brian Bendis, but the dude is overhyped at this point.
My only problem with this is I feel like they're starting him out on the wrong character first.
What do you think? He should be Batman?
Booster Gold.
Really?
Look what he did with Guardians of the Galaxy,
right? You know.
Like,
but then... But the thing is there, the argument there is, why would you let him do the same thing again?
So I think you only give him 24 issue runs on each character, 24 max. So kind of like what he did with Alias.
Yeah.
And you say, look, what we're going to do is we're going to move you around to different characters. So put together a list.
See how you work with them?
Yeah. Put together the list of characters that you want to write.
He did. Superman was the first one.
I'm sure. And, you know, I mean, he's.
Well, the question is it an incontinuity story?
I don't know.
Book?
I haven't seen
anything. They haven't really said anything.
But it makes sense that it's Superman, though, because, you know, the whole reason when he jumped ship was he was at the Superman Museum up in Cleveland.
Well.
And that's why he was like, oh.
There's a Superman Museum in Cleveland?
Well, I mean, that's where Siegel and Shuster are from.
Superman Museum's in Metropolis.
Wow. There's that one, too.
That is the official Superman Museum.
But Siegel and Shuster's like, it's
house.
Their house.
Their houses
thing.
Are up there.
So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Those are Siegel and Shuster museums.
Yeah.
The Superman Museum is officially in Metropolis, Illinois.
He was excited because he was up in Cleveland where Superman
He's
was born.
He's from Cleveland.
Yeah.
So what's it matter?
I think he was just back home because I think he lives in like Portland now or something.
Yeah, but he's from Cleveland. He lived in Cleveland until he got his job with Marvel.
Yeah. So, all right.
Or, you know, he was publishing stuff through Image after he became popular and that. But
so as we hear about more comics coming out this year, we'll obviously share those. But interesting stuff.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk movies.
Do you want TV or movies first?
I don't know.
Do TV.
Fine. We're just going to go in reverse order off my list.
It's a short list. And some of them you don't even know about.
Well, there's only one that I don't know about. And it's
well, you don't know about Jack Ryan, except who's in it. They haven't said what the story is yet.
I've watched all those little clips on Amazon.
It's not information.
All right, so Jack Ryan looks like from those little clips, it looks awesome. I think John Krasinski is going to be a fantastic Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
Yeah.
Like, I like Jack Ryan. I mean, I read all those Tom Clancy books when I was a kid.
Right.
You know, I go see all the Tom Clancy movies, even The Sum of All Fears with Ben Affleck. You know, Batfleck. So, yeah, I'm excited for that.
No, he would have been Jack Fleck then.
Well, yeah. The one that you're talking about is Mosaic, where HBO has not released anything about what this show is.
They've released stuff because I went and looked at it after you told me. But it sounds like Choose Your Own Adventure.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Cool. Because it's literally an interactive show where you get to pick stuff.
Right. So I'm excited.
I don't know how that's going to work.
I'm excited. I mean, they can integrate social media, do something through the HBO app, you know.
Yeah.
HBO, you need product ideas.
We shot four different ways this story's going to end.
Well, and why not? You know? Because then you could watch it. So say anybody's watching it, right?
Yeah.
So you have to watch it through HBO Now or HBO Go.
Sure.
They give you, you use the app and it's okay. You get to a point and you have your app paired with your TV or whatever.
Right.
And it's, you know, option A, B, C, or D.
Sure.
And you click on the HBO Now app and do it like that. It's simple. I mean, I think.
What about just for HBO subscribers, though?
I think that's harder.
Like through DirecTV and all that.
I don't know. I mean, I think with they'd have to work some functionality out with the remote.
Right.
And I don't know how.
I mean, that's what it sounded like, but who knows what it really is.
It's an anthology series. It just, I don't know. I'm a sucker for HBO original programming. It's not TV, it's HBO. All right, Counterpoint.
Counter-Strike, that was an awesome show.
That was a different show. But Counterpoint, David mentioned this one too, and I don't know anything about it.
It looks like Fringe.
Okay.
It's got, now I forgot his name. J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh, J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons, that's it. Playing two different versions of himself from two different worlds.
Okay.
And it looks like a noir action adventure spy show.
Okay.
And yeah, it just looks good. It's cool. On Stars.
Yeah, Stars. Stars does good stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen with American Gods because
it's coming back.
But Brian Fuller and the other guy left. The two showrunners left. So we'll see.
Didn't Brian Fuller leave Discovery too?
Yeah, he does a lot of that. It seems weird.
I don't get my way. I'm leaving. That's what that sounds like in Hollywood now. So it's either that or don't piss Kathleen Kennedy off because she will fire you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Let me tell anybody who gets hired to direct a Star Wars movie, just remember to say yes, ma'am, and you'll be okay.
Just do what Kathleen tells you to do, and
exactly.
You'll be fine.
Exactly.
But anyway, all right. So the next one is Electric Dreams.
This is the Philip K. Dick.
The Philip K.
Story,
Dick.
Yeah.
It'll be on Amazon.
Another anthology series because those work out so well.
Well, if you think about it, it's an easy show to make.
Oh.
It's better than reality TV, and you can cycle in and out cast members.
I'm fine
as
with
necessary.
Them, but you know, it worked for a long time with Black Mirror, and it's like, why didn't anybody else pick up on this until 4 years later?
Did you finish Black Mirror yet?
I haven't even had a chance to watch any of it. Yeah. I've been working.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. But no, I mean, like, I really like what they did with Man in the High Castle. So,
yeah.
And I like the Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep.
Well, and they got some pretty, like, it's Bryan Cranston producing, and he's going to be in an episode. And I think he's directing an episode, too.
Yeah.
And then I seen Anna Paquin's in an episode. Mm-hmm. So they've got solid people in it. So that makes it worth it.
Yep.
So. And it's Amazon. You can watch it at your leisure,
which is the beauty of all of this stuff. So, all right. So HBO has Fahrenheit 451 coming out as a series.
I seen that on there. I haven't looked that up, but I don't know.
It looks cool. I love that book,
but it's a short book is what I'm
it's
like
180 pages. Yeah. So I imagine this will be like a limited type series, like The Night Of or Big Little Lies.
Right.
In that.
Yeah.
Vein.
They won't try and stretch it out to
I don't
2 years or something.
I think you might be able to get one, maybe two seasons out of it.
Right.
And if you're not familiar, go read this book. It's fantastic. You should have read it in high school.
Did they still read books in high school?
I don't know. I think they burn books like in Fahrenheit 451 in high school.
That sounds about right.
Huh? So,
yeah, if it's got Bradbury in it.
But so Ray Bradbury.
Let me put it to you this way. If you are a science fiction fan and a newer science fiction fan and you haven't read Bradbury books, you need to check out The Martian Chronicles. You need to check out Fahrenheit 451, The Illustrated Man, and pretty much the rest of the stuff he wrote.
So my all-time favorite quote is a quote from Ray Bradbury.
Yeah.
And he said, someone asked him about his writing, and he says, "I don't try to describe the future. I try to prevent it."
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, you look at the themes, especially of Fahrenheit 451, and like where we are in the world with books getting banned. Like, you know, people actually do burn books, to me is the that's like, if you're a book burner, please unsubscribe from my podcast.
Why would you be listening to this?
Well,
podcast?
Exactly. But anyway,
unless you're burning books just to survive.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's because.
Or if you read a book and you didn't like it and it was bad, I'm okay with that.
All right. So next is Black Lightning on CW.
I have no interest in this whatsoever.
I was interested in it when they signed, is that how you say his name? Cree Williams?
Yeah, I think.
As Black Lightning.
Yeah.
I love that guy. He was so good on Friday Night Lights, and he was good on Oz. And, you know, I like it when he shows up and stuff. He's an actor that I really appreciate how he goes to a role.
Right.
And I like the fact that he's got the girls in that Black Lightning has the daughters, which will hopefully get powers at some point.
They've shown one of them in a uniform already.
Yeah. I hate his costume that I've seen in the commercials. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like the way it lights up. I think that's part of it.
I don't like the idea of them doing it separate from the Arrowverse.
Well, and will they keep it separate from the Arrowverse?
That's the thing that's going to happen with the Supergirl thing was like, you know, one of those things where it's like, you know, they pulled that with the Supergirl and it was like, yeah, you should have just.
I mean, Supergirl is so much better when she's playing off of
the
Flash characters at the very least. But I like her in Oliver. I think Melissa Benoist and Stephen Amell
play off of each other.
Have great chemistry together. And not just because I think she was better as Overgirl than she is as Supergirl.
And I haven't watched that yet, so.
Anywho. But yeah, so, I mean, it's one of those ones where I'll check it out for sure.
Right.
I'll give it the 3-episode test. Like, and with any of these, I'll give them the 3-episode test, and we'll see where it goes.
3-episode test.
But, all right, so the next one is just Westworld Season 2 coming back this year. You liked Westworld Season 1, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's...
I haven't gone back and watched it again yet, but
I haven't watched it.
I don't know if she has yet either.
I don't.
She's watched all of Game of Thrones at least once. I think she's gonna go for a second round.
I've watched the
pilot.
Obviously,
she's got time now.
Yeah. Why?
Well, it's not coming back till 2019.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
derp. But I've watched the pilot more than one time. As far as Westworld goes, but I haven't like gone back and done like a rewatch.
So I bought the original movie.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched
Yul Brynner.
Yeah, but I want to watch that before I watch the series.
Okay.
Because I know there's nods to the movie in the series.
There are. Oh, wait, you haven't watched Westworld at all?
Oh, I've watched the series, I haven't seen the movie like since I was a kid.
Right.
I remember it as a kid because you remember Yul Brynner's face kind of hanging
off. Yeah.
But I want to go and watch it before I watch the series again.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for it. It looked great.
And try to find Future World, too.
Oh, where did I see that?
I'm sure.
No, it was streaming somewhere not too long ago. So anyway. All right. Then Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah.
It's on Freeform.
Which is the...
which used to be ABC Family.
Right. Which has had multiple name changes over the years.
And so Freeform was going to do the Titans show as well.
But then they doing a DC show.
The Titans show is going to be on
that was TNT.
The Warner Brothers app. No, it was Freeform, then TNT, and now it's just going to be on there, whatever the Warner Brothers streaming app is that's going to have Young Justice Season 3.
Are you kidding?
No.
That's not going to be on Netflix?
No. The whole reason that show is anything is because people went and streamed the hell out of it on Netflix.
Yeah.
and Warner Brothers is doing it on their own thing. Yeah.
Guess what? I won't be paying for that one either.
That's why it's not on the list.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you did that with Star Trek Discovery, and now you're going to do it with that shit.
That's why it's not on the list.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, the next one is...
Trying to force me to pay to watch stuff that should be on either network or on an actual real streaming network.
They own part of Hulu.
Warner Brothers does.
Warners.
Oh, yeah, so it'll be on there then.
It won't, though. They're going to make you pay another $7 a month or whatever.
Let me put it to you this way. Warner Brothers, Paramount, CBS, whatever. I'm not paying for your apps. The only app I'll pay for is Disney, because Disney will probably have all of their content on there.
And all of 20th Century Fox's now, too.
Well, obviously. But, I mean, they'll have all of their content on there.
If they don't, that's a problem.
Well, I think they're getting the opinions of the people, but they're
also
watching.
If it's more than $4.99 a month, it's too much.
Even if it's $9.99 a month, it's fine. It's what we were paying for Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But for one or two shows, No.
Like Warner's has been taking stuff off of like Netflix and everything. Like Chuck was only up for like a year and they took that down. And
guess what? I bought Chuck, Warner Brothers. I own it. So I own it. You got my money for it once. You're not getting it again.
You have to let me borrow that so I can rip them all.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
Anyway.
Dig them out.
Yeah. So the next one is Altered Carbon.
Yeah.
And I had reservations
I haven't watched any of the previews of this yet.
So it's got Joel Kinnaman.
Is that why you have reservations?
And my feelings of Joel Kinnaman are well known, you know. But David's seen the first couple episodes and he says he's more like the character from House of Cards, which I really like him in House of Cards, and less RoboCop, Suicide Squad, The Killing, you know.
Which are all three different characters.
Yeah, but he's really not good in any of those roles. But so it's based on a 2002 cyberpunk science fiction novel by Richard Morgan, and this series takes place 300 years in the future where death is no longer permanent.
Right, yeah.
So that's what has me. And what it is a highly trained soldier is reborn in a new body after his mind was imprisoned for 250 years.
Right, so a man out of
so
time
like
and space.
A Demolition Man kind of thing, right. Or so I don't know. I'm gonna give it a shot because I think one, I'm a sucker for that dystopian future type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of like transferring your consciousness into like a robot or something.
Yeah, I don't understand like all this stuff that they do that like, you know, and it's going back to Valiant, which it isn't Valiant anymore. Magnus Robot Fighter has never been made into a movie.
Yeah.
It's like one that I would think that you could easily make the movie with the young, nice looking man who can punch through a robot.
Yeah.
Into a movie. And it wouldn't be that hard. And they haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I don't know. So all right. So my last one is Jessica Jones, season 2.
Well, the last one on the list.
So, yeah, the last one on the list.
TV shows are kind of hard too because Daredevil it's like season 3. Yeah, well, so, is that later in the year?
That's yeah. So it's weird. So Jessica Jones is the first one, and Daredevil's the second one. Where it's always been Daredevil's been in the spring, and everything else has been in the fall. So,
just scheduling issues, probably.
I think it was more around like filming time because of Defenders,
right?
So, but I'm excited for Jessica Jones. I loved the first series. I love Kristen Ritter.
I'm going to be curious to see how the David Tennant thing ties into it.
I hope he's a voice in her head.
It looks like it's a voice in her head.
I hope it's like a fragment that's just kind of stuck there from when he purple manned her.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Ah, Scorpius.
dude, like, honestly, like, I don't think any show
John
has...
John Crichton.
I don't think any show has ever done, though, the evil voice in your head better than Farscape.
Well, yeah, because the evil voice in his head, like, they would do it where you could see it coming out in him. When he's in the full Scorpius makeup at one point, flying.
John?
Yeah.
When he kills Aaron. Spoiler.
It was like, what just happened?
In Ben Browder's imitation of Wayne Pegram.
Yeah.
Is so good. The voice, like, you can, like, if you closed your eyes, it'd be hard pressed.
Well, it's
to
the
tell
voice
the
he used in Guardians of the Galaxy when he plays the Admiral.
I love Ben Browder. He's so good.
Literally lean over and was, yeah, we're watching and I lean over and I said, look, and she goes, John Crichton. And I went, yes. I'm like, yes, John Crichton.
So I saw Guardians by myself first, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw him and I was like, I'm shot through a wormhole.
I was just like, wait a minute. These aren't the peacekeepers.
No. These are not the
But
Sebastian.
He was doing the peacekeeper voice.
He was Sebastian. He was golden
Sebastian. Oh, yeah, he was golden
so
Sebastian.
He was the John Crichton who got frozen into the statue.
Yes.
But the statue was then reanimated, not as a person, but as a statue.
Yes.
That's where I'm going with
that's
that
one. That's the one where if I had a chance to ask James Gunn, I'd be like, was that on purpose?
Yeah.
Or did you just cast him?
I'd say
it was on purpose.
I would say, why didn't you use him more?
Yeah, well, yeah. Is he coming back?
Well,
Adam Warlock?
I was going to say, he would have been a perfect Adam Warlock.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well,
right.
You know, you don't know who she used as a mate. Oh, James Gunn, there you go. You already got Adam Warlock cast, you just didn't know it.
TM.
If he played Adam Warlock, that would be awesome.
Dude, I would lose my collective SHIT. Yeah. Like, I would go and I would, like, start shaking people in the theater. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Like, I would so fangirl out, it's not even funny.
Yeah, well, there you go. So,
all right. There's a lot of movies coming out this year. And
what?
I have a very just... This is not even an inclusive list. There's way more than what we have on here. But...
I didn't see Godzilla King Kong.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to start at the top of this list and we'll work our way down.
To the worst?
Kind of. All right. So...
we don't know.
I'm joking. So Pacific Rim Uprising comes out later this year.
Early this year.
In May. Or April.
March.
Is it March?
I think it's March or April. It's either March or April.
I'll go through and I'll put all the release dates next to them in the show notes.
The song's awesome in the preview.
Oh, dude, everything about the preview is awesome.
Yeah. Not everything.
But I'm the only reservation I have for this movie is Scott Eastwood.
Yeah.
Because,
man, he's pretty.
Well, he's a handsome man. Like, absolutely. But the way he tried to be Paul Walker... In Fate of the
Furious.
I think that was the direction he was given.
Yeah.
And
in this movie, it just looks like he's just being.
I think he's a badass in this one.
Yeah,
so.
He's just going to be an action hero guy that gets killed.
But I also think.
Spoiler.
He would have been a great Nightwing. Like Dick Grayson. Like,
too old.
He's, well, is he?
Yeah, he's okay. Too old.
But.
He's in his. Mid-30s now?
Oh, I didn't realize
I think he's that old.
I'm definitely pumped for this movie. I love the first one. It's Pacific Rim is in my top 10 all-time favorite movies. The kid loves it. Every time the preview comes on, she's like, we're going to see that, right? And I'm like, hell yeah, we're going to see that.
No. You should be like, no.
Well.
Well, did you see now? They kept it quiet for a little while, but Mako's back.
I did not see that,
yeah,
so I'm on like kind of a little blackout thing.
Sorry, Mako's back.
That's okay, that doesn't ruin anything. Now I'm assuming, based on the first preview, there's two groups of humans that made Jaegers, and those are gonna fight, and then
it looks like a corporate war type thing,
right?
And then,
new monsters show up, and you know then it's all hands on deck. Sort of thing.
I'm looking forward to seeing what Steven DeKnight does with it.
Yeah. I love Steven DeKnight. I mean, Spartacus, obviously. What he did with Daredevil Season 1 is a masterpiece.
The stuff he did for Buffy and Angel were some of the better stuff.
I mean, his Angel episodes are probably some of the best episodes in the entire, Buffyverse.
I love Google's mindset when you do a search on something. People also search for.
Yeah.
And there's Godzilla King of Monsters is 2019.
Oh,
it says on here.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll check it. But one of the last ones on the list of people also search for, Atlantic Rim.
So that's on Hulu right
now. I've never watched that.
I tried to, and I got 5 minutes into it and turned it off.
So, and this one was the best one, because this is Pacific Rim, like, in the past, The Great Wall. Have you watched that?
I have not. It's on HBO.
It's not bad, but man, it's not good either.
Oh, it is 2019, so that one can come off.
Sorry.
Derp.
March 22nd, 2019. So next year, we'll be looking forward to Godzilla King of All Monsters.
Spoiler alert.
Kyle Chandler's in that?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is it tied to the King Kong movie that he was in?
No.
He was in Peter Jackson's
He
King
was.
Kong.
So, all right. So I wonder, are they going to tie Pacific Rim into these? Because there was talk that they were going to do
No.
I hope they don't. It needs to
gone a different way now because of the whole thing with King Kong.
Yeah.
And, you know, now it's just going to be that Monster Island.
So we watched King Kong.
Kingdom of the Monsters, obviously.
Yeah.
You know.
We watched King Kong on New Year's Eve.
Which one?
The Skull Island.
Okay.
And the kid's been like,
Well, you did see the Peter Jackson's is on...
It's on Netflix.
Netflix now,
one of them, yeah. But she's been asking to watch it for a long time. She's actually been asking to watch it ever since she saw the How It Should Have Ended.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, I don't know, because I think the skull crawler things. Yeah. But
not for her.
She gets freaked out at the weirdest things, right? You don't always know. But right. She loved the movie. Even Angel liked it, which, you know, she's...
Charles Dance is going to be in Godzilla King of All Monsters.
Yeah. All right, we can talk about that in a year.
Yeah. Bradley right. Whitford.
Yeah.
Kill Montanabe's coming back. Yay.
Let them fight.
Well,
let them fight.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah. She's Godzilla.
No, she's not.
She's doing the mocap.
She'll be the little... No, she'll be the little girl, the two little girls that like were Mothra's girl. Mothra!
Oh, yeah.
She'll be her.
All right, so
Mothra's going to be in it too.
Yeah. All right, next on the list, Black Panther,
Rodan and Ghidra.
Yeah.
Black Panther. Seen two of the figures at Walgreens today.
Black Panther starring Martin Freeman. Wait. So a guy I'm friends with on Facebook.
Wait a minute. Is that right?
He's in it.
I'm totally joking. So no, I know.
So this guy I'm friends with on Facebook posted this thing about
Black Panther starring Alex Serkis.
Saying, like, this is how, like, white people want the Black Panther movie to be advertised. And it was a big picture of Martin Freeman, and it was his name. And then it said Black real, real small, and then Panther real big.
Really?
And it's like, why are you doing that? This is so stupid. Like, I actually had forgotten Martin Freeman was in the movie until, like, I saw that.
I should have said
if
you were going to pick a white person, Andy Serkis would have been more.
Yeah. He's the bad guy. Anyway. This movie.
He's not bad. He's just misunderstood, okay? Jeez. With a name Claw?
Yeah.
I'd be a bad guy, too.
So this is one I haven't done, like, the media blackout on.
My name was Johnny Claw.
Johnny Claw.
I'd just be a bad guy.
You would. You have to
stuff
be.
Up.
So this looks awesome. Like, I'm
oh,
really excited
on
for
this?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm too excited
can't
about.
Can't wait until they show the Infinity Stone.
I'm too excited about Michael B. Jordan in this movie.
I'm glad they cast Michael B. Jordan in this movie. Just because the Fantastic Four movie.
Well, and you look at, like, you're going to have two former Johnny Storms fighting each other, possibly.
Eventually.
Yeah. At some point in the MCU.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
So, yes. All right. So, the next one, sticking with Marvel, is Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, God. Why?
Why?
Jeez.
Why, Marvel? Why Russo Brothers? Why?
Why?
I think that first trailer was great.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll watch anything else about it.
You might be forced to if there's another trailer in front of Black Panther.
Well, I can do the la 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 la.
Right, so you're not going to sit for the stingers?
Yeah,
exactly. You cannot avoid a juggernaut.
Yeah, that's true. All right. But no, that one looks great. The first preview was awesome.
They're not going to. Let me put it to you this way. The same thing with Star Wars. They're not going to spoil you.
No.
Because that if one thing Disney marketing knows that.
Yeah.
Disney, Marvel, ILM marketing, whatever right. you want to say. They they know that fans don't like to be spoiled that much, but they're gonna pull that skirt up as far as they can and show you that leg as much as they can beforehand.
You're
because,
gonna see at least mid thigh.
Oh yeah, so exactly.
But well, you know, with
because I get the feeling that there's going to be some new characters,
yeah,
that will be showing up.
Well, Captain Marvel will show up at some point. Yeah. I don't know if it'll be in this one or the fourth one, right. But they shot them concurrently, and we know Brie Larson showed up. With Star Wars, it was a, 2 hour, 34 minute runtime?
Uh-huh.
We only got a cumulative 7 minutes of preview.
Mm-hmm.
So
a lot of red dust.
Lots and lots of it. All right.
Just throw the dust up in the air. It'll distract them all.
It's going to be interesting to see how they close out phase three with these two movies.
Yeah. Fantastic Four. That's all I could say.
I think Infinity War or whatever, Avengers 4 is the perfect time to introduce them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, at least maybe a couple of them.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Incredibles 2.
Incredible. Just on a screen.
What?
Just on a screen.
Yeah, they don't have to be in the movie. Yeah. It can be something happening.
Like I said, that tower just needs to have a 4 on it.
Incredibles 2?
Heck yeah.
Looks
one
awesome.
Little preview sold it.
Yeah. Just, dude, even just when Jack-Jack kind
of... You have powers!
It wasn't even that. It was when Jack-Jack pushed through the screen.
Oh, yeah.
And then the laser beams started coming out of his eyes like a freaking shark with freaking laser beams on his head. And he started chasing it. It's like, oh my God, that is the best. Like, Brad Bird has the greatest sense of humor of all time.
Hope they can introduce a villain that's on the level of how bad Syndrome was as a villain.
Because Syndrome died.
Well,
no capes.
He didn't die. I'm sure he didn't die.
I hope he didn't die because I love Syndrome.
Yeah.
So, all right. Next up is New Mutants.
Yeah.
This all of a sudden is a more interesting topic than I think it would have been, right?
Why?
Because Fox, in my opinion, Fox has had more good X-Men movies than bad.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
All right. And they've taken, and I'm counting Deadpool within the X-Men universe.
Okay.
They've taken some really interesting chances over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
I think the way they did Days of Future Past was a pretty big departure from the source material, but it still worked.
Yeah, it was, you know, I enjoyed the road cut more.
I think, I agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
But I also think they made such a mistake in bringing Ellen Page back.
Yeah.
Instead of going and finding an actual Kitty Pryde to be the, you know,
sure,
the audience's way to get into the movie.
Right.
That.
Or depending too much on Kitty Pryde with a power that she never had before.
Right.
And not using the road cut.
Right.
The road cut would have made
it makes so
the road
much more
cut
sense.
Made more yeah. sense. And it was one of those things where I already had bought the regular cut of Days of the Future Past.
Right.
Was hesitant, but was glad I bought it.
I saw it on HBO. HBO had it on
Well, right.
For a
I
while,
bought it like,
so,
you know,
yeah.
It came out 5 months, 6 months after the regular version. And it was on, it was on sale. And it was like, I heard good things about it. And right. I'm like, why not? So it's like, you know, yeah.
So with New Mutants, it's another. So Deadpool was a huge chance.
Sure.
Rated R. And then Logan, which should get a Best Picture nomination.
Yeah. They won't. But,
should definitely get some acting nominations for sure. I'm sure they won't. But maybe if Patrick Stewart had died like Heath Ledger did.
Why you got to do that?
I contest. If Heath Ledger doesn't die, he doesn't get
an Academy Award or nominated.
He doesn't even get nominated. So,
and that movie isn't what it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so New Mutants is it's interesting because it's their step into like the horror superhero film.
Well, they're doing, what is it? The Bear...
Demon Bear.
Demon Bear.
It's not the Demon Bear. It's the story before the Demon Bear.
Okay.
The Demon Bear will be the second story because you can't do the Demon Bear without introducing
the setup.
Danny's parents.
Okay.
And you can't introduce Danny's parents without Danny's powers going haywire and freaking everybody the hell out.
Okay.
So if a Demon Bear shows up in this one,
Stinger?
I won't be mad.
Stinger?
I think the way they
so
have
does
to
the
do it,
Demon
Stinger
Bear
is
a is it a part of the American Indian thing with Danny Moonstar?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, but
well, I figured that. But I'm like, you know, the thing that's cool. Did they cast an American Indian to play Danny Moonstar?
Yeah, and
so it's like it's a cool idea to start on that way. But it's like, do they do Demon Bear, but they don't do it exactly the way that it is the comic book, which is fine.
I don't think they can do it the way they did it in the comic book because it doesn't work because they don't
just
have...
like Days of the Future Past in the comic book and the movie, it wouldn't have worked.
Right. And you're right. It wouldn't have.
Right.
I think it would have worked if they had a strong actress playing Kitty Pryde.
Right.
But Ellen Page is not a strong actress playing Kitty Pryde.
Well, and the idea of using Wolverine and using him the way that they should have been using him, you know, that immortality and all that, using it for that purpose was a smart move in that. We're dwelling too much on this X-Men.
Anyway,
movie.
The only problem I have with with New Mutants is Charlie Heaton playing Sam Guthrie Cannonball.
Okay.
Because he's just this goofy emo-looking kid.
Which one's Charlie Heaton? Is that the guy from Stranger Things?
Yeah. Yeah, he's the older brother.
Yeah, the older brother.
Right. He's this goofy emo-looking kid, right?
Yeah.
And Sam Guthrie is this, like, handsome... good old boy Kentucky kid.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Like,
he's Bo Duke. I mean, he literally, that character looked so like Bo Duke when they came out.
If you want to think like John Schneider.
Yeah.
Or even like if you want to go with Sean William Scott.
Yeah.
Like.
But I mean, the book came out at the time when Dukes of Hazzard was popular.
Yes.
Early 1980s.
Early 1980s. So.
And that character always has come off as kind of the Bo Duke, kind of goofy, kind of adventurous.
Correct.
Yeah. And that's what you're like, you might be hesitant on.
And so they cast an emo kid to play, you know. And then, I think.
Sean William Scott wasn't available. They're doing another American Pie movie.
No, he did another, he did The Goon Part 2.
Well,
which I watched
I
the
think
other
they're
night
doing another
really
American
good.
Pie movie, too.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Come on, they can do American Pie reunion movies.
But,
everybody's going in. It's cool.
I'm excited for the rest of the casting, though. It's, you know, you have Blue Hunt. She's playing Danny Moonstar. She's beautiful.
Sure.
She's there can be no whitewashing controversy there. You have Henry Zaga playing Sunspot. Again, you have a Hispanic actor playing a Hispanic character.
Sunspot Hispanic?
Yeah.
I thought he was Asian.
Did I get that wrong?
Did I get it mixed up? I might have. I don't know.
Anyway, Maisie Williams.
I'm not an X-Men aficionado.
I think Maisie Williams as Wolfbane is hilarious.
I like Maisie, so it's like, you know.
And then Anna Taylor-Joy as Rasp-
I don't know
as
who that
Magic.
Is.
So she's the girl from Split.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So when I... so
sold!
I have a whole new appreciation for her after seeing Split.
Yeah.
In that. But she's been in some interesting stuff, and she's a talented actress for sure. So...
That is Split's the first thing I've ever seen her in, so...
Yeah. So I'm
but
I'm,
hey, you know?
I'm definitely all on board. All right. So then the next one up is Deadpool 2. Josh Brolin looks amazing as Cable.
Yeah, the pictures they
and I'm normally one who it's like I typically wait until I see things in motion before I say that looks awesome.
Right.
But I can't imagine it's not going to look cool.
I can't argue with you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Deadpool's not a favorite character at all, but like I really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
And it gave me appreciation for the character.
Yeah.
That I probably didn't have before.
I think the best thing about Deadpool is it's probably one of the most rewatchable movies ever made. Because you can... It's like Point Break or Roadhouse or any of those.
Sunspot's from Brazil.
Brazil. Okay.
Sorry, I had to look it up because I was confused.
Yeah. South America.
Yeah.
So Hispanic.
Brazil, he would be Portuguese.
Well, Brazilian. But,
yeah.
But he does speak Portuguese.
Right.
Which is right. I'm excited for Deadpool 2. I like the first one. It's really rewatchable. I watched Logan the other night.
I'm curious to see where they go with
it. And then I watched
it.
Deadpool 2. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, tying it into the X-Men universe and that. So,
I wonder if they're going to tie it deeper into
with,
the X-Men
with
universe.
Cable.
Yeah.
That's where I think that we might get, you know, a little bit more.
I imagine there's going to be a Thanos joke or two in there.
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
I'm really excited for Negasonic Teenage Warhead to come back.
With hair.
With hair. Yeah. And man, she is hot.
Yeah.
Like, she was hot without hair, like, but still.
And Colossus is coming back, too.
Yeah.
So it was like, they got a bigger budget.
Well, he talked about that in the stinger
I'm sure that he'll talk about it during the movie.
I'm sure he will. All right.
They'll have five X-Men instead of two X-Men.
tell Beast to stop crapping on my lawn. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. This was one that you recommended I watch the trailer for.
And this isn't due until December.
This is December 2018. But man, it looks like a Pixar version of Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm fully on board. I love Miles. I think he's a great character.
I like the idea that it's going to be the Spider-Verse. So we might get Spider-Ham. We might get 2099. We might get Noir.
Yeah, I was going to say Noir.
Yeah, but I mean,
the British punk.
We
Spider-Man.
Might get Gwen.
Yeah, Gwenpool. Yeah, Spider Gwen. Yeah,
Spider Gwen or Gwenpool. Yeah. I mean, you know.
But. Spider
UK,
awesome. Yep.
Punk Spider, yeah.
The Captain Spider Britain Punk. Spider-Man mashup.
Yeah, that's Spider
character.
UK. Yeah, that's what they call him. Spider
but
UK.
There was the punk version. He was
that's
from the
Spider
UK
Punk
too. Yeah, Spider Punk. Okay. Anyway, Ready Player One.
Robot Spider. There's all kinds of Spider-Man. If Spider-Verse has them. All.
Spider-Reen.
Yeah.
Where he's mashed up with Wolverine, where Wolverine gets
what
bitten
if they
by.
Did that in Spider-Verse?
Dude, how cool would that be if Wolverine got bitten by a radioactive spider? Became Spider-Man with the bone claws.
Well, do you know that there's that Venomverse thing?
Yeah, I haven't read any of that.
So
I'm waiting for
in
that
the
to
Venomverse,
hit trade.
The trade's out now.
Oh, is it? Okay.
But there was a setup like there was for Spider-Verse where there was five issues universe stories. So in one of the stories, it's X-23 escapes her the lab and breaks a vial open and it's Venom. So she becomes X-23 Venom.
Nice.
Yeah. So literally the claws are out, but the venom is going up the claws. So it's like, you know, it looks really cool.
Nice. Yeah. I'll check that out for sure. Ready Player One. We talked about this one already.
You haven't stopped talking about this.
I love this book.
Should I read the book before I see the movie?
Well,
at this point,
there's no way they're going to be able to do the movie the way they do the book.
Or should I see the movie and see if I like it enough to read the book?
So I'll tell you right now, in the book, he's in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And then Columbus is where the corporation is.
Okay.
And they go.
So they just moved him to the same
to
city
Columbus.
As the corporation.
So what they did was they probably cut out about 40 pages of travel.
Oh, okay.
So, well, which I'm fine
that's
with.
Ideal.
I think if you read the book, you'll have a greater appreciation of the movie.
Yeah.
And you'll understand character motivations more.
Okay.
And you can do the audiobook.
Yeah.
With Will
I prefer
Wheaton.
To read.
I know, but sometimes it's easier to do the audiobook.
Yeah, well.
So I'm interested to see how they pull this off because there will be no Star Wars or very little Star Wars referenced in there.
Right.
And it's a major part of the book. And there's just some other IPs that, you know,
they'll just
Brothers
use Space Wars and
they'll
stuff.
Figure something out.
They'll use Space Wars.
Space balls.
Well, they're using a lot of the anime stuff, like Gundam.
Yeah.
And
which it's huge in, though.
Yeah.
It's,
so
it's in there.
The Gundam stuff looks cool. Well, it's like Gundam stuff animated looks cool, but Gundam stuff, the way they're doing it, looks really cool because it's the digital stuff. Iron Giant is one of the main reasons I want to go see it because it's a real quote unquote Iron Giant, so you know that'll be kind of cool.
Like in the book, he flies, like his main mode of transportation is his X-wing.
Okay.
And it looks
so the DeLorean's taking the place.
The DeLorean is taking the place
of
the X-wing.
That's fine.
I'm okay.
The
with,
DeLorean can fly too, so you know.
So they go from world to world, like so.
Yeah, it's
like different worlds that you go to, and like you know, there's like a party world and there's the adventure world. You know, it's a video game, right?
Well, wait. So it's Tron meets Westworld. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, his second book, Armada, was literally just the Last Starfighter redo.
Yeah, you told me that.
Like honestly,
yeah.
Like if he would have called it the Last Starfighter, and the kid's dad would have been, you know, I want to say, well, Lance Guest, but Alex Rogan.
Yeah.
If the kid would have been like Alex Rogan Jr., I'd be perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
There's no way they can do that as a movie and have people not be like, why didn't they ever make a sequel to The Last Starfighter?
I've always asked that when I watched The Last Starfighter.
But I don't know.
Well, because it didn't make money.
No. It's a cult classic.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right, Mortal Engines. We talked about that preview a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. There shouldn't be a Goonies sequel ever.
No.
Called Lord of the Rings.
Do you watch Fresh Off the Boat?
No.
So the kid on Fresh Off the Boat calls the Goonie the coincidences.
Oh,
he
yeah?
hates the movie because okay. everything's a coincidence.
It's a coincidence.
Yeah.
You
know,
right.
Oh, well, we need to know piano. Oh, this girl knows kind of how to play. Yeah. Or Data's jacket, right. You know, kind of stuff. It's pretty funny. But whenever someone brings something up like the Goonies and he goes, oh, you mean like the coincidences, and then names a coincidence right. that happens.
Mortal Engines.
Now, did you read these books?
No.
I don't know if I want to read the books or see the movie first.
It's Peter Jackson.
I know, I'm pumped for it. Like, that trailer, that teaser
cool. yeah.
was so, so freaking cool. It kind of reminded me of, you know, and this is by no means, I'm talking about the quality of the content, but just the visual scene.
Yeah.
Is in the second Transformers when Devastator forms up.
Right.
And just kind of how violent Devastator formed.
Right.
Like, when London is pulling in that other city, it was just such a violent action. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about.
It's kind of like when you see the first preview for Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
Like, that literally sold the movie.
But, like, to 11.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, well, the whole thing when they're driving through the storm in that first preview, when they're driving through the storm and the cars are getting picked up and thrown, it's like, that sold that movie.
Now, have you rewatched Mad Max at all?
The Fury Road or any?
Oh, Fury Road.
I haven't watched, I know, once when I first got it.
Oh, that movie's so good.
Yeah. We found the Black and Chrome on Black Friday for like $10 or something.
You know, you can just turn the color off on your TV and you get that same
well
effect.
But you know, it's different.
I know Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, that first trailer just hit. I love the Jurassic Park movies, so I'm excited for this. I have a little dinosaur maniac in my house. It's gonna be interesting because I told you what she said to me.
No,
she goes, am I gonna have to root for the humans in this one?
Well, you're rooting against the volcano.
She roots for the dinosaurs, like, disturbingly enough, with this bloodlust against humans.
I think that it's going to be cool because you're going to get to see, once again, more dinosaurs we haven't seen.
Yep.
Because they've already said a Carnosaur's in it.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, old T-Rex is...
She's still running around.
She's still there.
Queen
I love that shot where they show her and the volcano's going off and she's like... That volcano.
She's yelling at the volcano.
What volcano?
She's like,
anyway. It's my island, volcano. You leave.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yep.
All I've seen is the Paul Rudd like clip where he was making fun of things.
Yeah.
Not the actual like, you know, clip or anything. The pictures look great. I'm excited to see Evangeline Lilly.
So this
as a superhero.
Is this supposed to take place like before Infinity War?
I'm not 100% sure about the
timing. Civil War.
It's after Civil War.
Right.
So.
That's what I'm curious about this one.
Unless
like
they're not
the
involved. Because we haven't seen Ant-Man in trailers.
Yeah.
So maybe they're not involved in Infinity War and they're part of like West Coast Avengers, you know,
maybe.
Avengers 4 type thing. Where, you know, they gotta come and set everything up. But. Yeah.
They steal the stones from Thanos.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. Like, that's the heist right there, right?
Yeah.
All right. X-Men Dark Phoenix. If we don't have Ty Sheridan at least one time yell, Jean, it's a fail.
He already yelled it in the last movie.
Yeah, but, like, this time when she's the Phoenix, because, you know, in the animated series when she became
the
Phoenix.
No, he needs to burn.
No.
Yes.
Off screen?
No, like, on screen. Burn.
They can't kill Cyclops again.
She can kill him and reconstitute him.
Yeah.
He has to die in the movie because she killed him.
Dude, how great would it be if it's Dark Phoenix, but like it breaks up the Phoenix Force and it goes to five other mutants, like in AVX?
And that'd be the end of the X-Men universe
altogether. Exactly. It's just that's it.
She tears a hole through the universe and fights Thanos.
The pictures, yeah. the pictures that came out in Entertainment Weekly for this look really good.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks cool.
There's a lot of people who did not like. Well, did you like X-Men Apocalypse?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did too. And I recognize
it's
not.
I mean, I didn't
not...
like it like I liked. I think of the decade, call them the decade X-Men movies.
Yeah.
First Class is the best one.
First Class is the best X-Men movie.
Yeah. Generally. And then Days of the Future Past and Apocalypse are equal to me because they both had equal problems. But it's still funny to watch Poe Dameron as Apocalypse.
Yeah. And I hold this one because I feel like they nailed Cyclops for the most part.
Yeah.
This time out with Ty.
So I'll agree with you.
I think they had a Cyclops, really good actor.
Cyclops is the best Cyclops they've done.
Yes.
Yet.
Because they didn't give James Marsden enough of a chance to.
I think that they actually did a good job with Jubilee for what she was in the movie.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to be in the movie like that, but she needs to be the background
character. So I wish instead of doing the Apocalypse makeovers, you know, where he went around forming his, you know, his sexy horseman.
Yeah. They would have done
the mall scene. That is the best deleted scene, and that's the most X-Men thing that's ever been put on.
Yeah.
Is them at the mall.
Yeah.
The only thing that would have been better is them playing baseball.
Yeah. That'll be in this movie.
Twilight kind of stole.
Yeah.
So she'd be like, why are they copying
Twilight?
She
stole stuff from everything. Come on.
Anyway.
I've watched those movies. I guarantee you. She stole everything from everything.
So I watched the first one.
They had the baseball scene.
That's how I know.
Yeah.
So I watched the first one. It took me 4 tries to make it all the way through it. I watched.
Why did you even try after the first time?
I don't know. I was like, there's got to be something to this. And I would always pick up.
And you know,
the
thing, I think I learned my lesson from that I haven't watched any of the 50 Shades movies yet.
My morbid curiosity just gets the best of me, and like
I heard the books, or
I flip through,
yeah.
But freaking Whitney Fordham showed up in the second one.
Oh, nice.
What's the actor's name?
Flash Gordon.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I don't remember the actor's name.
But, sorry.
Like he was in that one. I was like, what? Whitney Fordham's in this? But that is Flash Gordon series.
Is he the? Is he the bad boy?
Yeah. He's the one who's not quite as rich, so it's not okay for him to do what he does. Anyway. All right. Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Yeah.
You added this one to the list?
Yeah.
So this comes out in May.
Your list was the snobby list.
My list was not.
Your list was the snobby list. Everything from Mortal Engines, Ready Player One, Spider-Man, Deadpool, New Mutants, Incredibles, Avengers, Black Panther, Pacific Rim. That was all the ones you had on the list.
For the rest of them down is the ones you've added.
Jurassic World down to Venom is everything I added. I'm like, why weren't these on the list?
Jurassic World, I had Jurassic World on there. It wasn't on the original list I sent you, though.
Right.
But because when I sent you the list, I said I'm still putting this together.
Right.
Anyway, it comes out in May. We don't have a trailer. At this point, I think what they should do is handle the
marketing. It'll be all Black Panther.
Maybe, probably. But what they should do is they should handle the marketing for this like the first Matrix movie.
Yeah. Because
the first Matrix movie, the only thing they ever showed leading up to the movie was, I can't tell you what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself.
Yeah.
And like, so just that. Just
so vagary. If you were going to do that, the way that you do it is you show him in shadow on the bridge of the Falcon.
Yeah.
And you show Chewbacca, and you just hear him say, punch it, Chewie.
Yeah.
That's it. Punch it, Chewie.
That's all. Like, it's super minimalist. Don't show any big fight scenes with the Falcon. No him rolling the dice to win it.
Right.
None of that.
Right.
And you've seen that poster going around.
The fake poster?
Yeah.
The Disney actually had to come out and say, this isn't real.
Well, I saw like actual Star Wars fans like, man, the Millennium Falcon looks great. And it's like, that's not the Millennium Falcon. That's not even the right class of starship.
Right.
You know? Like, they closed
in. There's been stuff that Ron Howard's come out and said that the Millennium Falcon is a character in the movie.
I mean, it's a character.
Obviously, it's been a character in the whole,
The garbage will do.
Yeah.
The garbage will do.
Then they said it's going to look nice. That like it's not going to have all the dents and dings.
Yeah, it's got to look relatively.
So you're just not
going to
have a porg nest in it or anything.
Yeah, well. Anyway, A Wrinkle in Time.
People just went, oh, porgs.
Porgs. A Wrinkle in Time. I totally forgot about this one. Chris Pine's in this, so I'll see it.
Oprah Winfrey's in it.
Reese Witherspoon's in it. Mandy Kaling.
Oprah Winfrey hasn't been in a movie in a long time.
Who's Oprah Winfrey?
Oprah Winfrey.
I'm not familiar with her work.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
I'm impressed.
So this movie
they got Oprah Winfrey
balls.
Yeah.
So I'm stoked for that.
This is the third time Disney's done A Wrinkle in Time.
I liked the book. Yeah. I haven't liked any of the other Wrinkle in Time stuff. So yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, the book when I was a kid, I probably read it 3 or 4 times.
This could be another Tomorrowland.
Oh, that was a steaming pile of garbage.
I love that movie. You just were kissing Brad Bird's ass, and now you're, like, burning him at the stake.
He's not infallible.
Well, I thought it was a good movie.
I like parts of it. You know what I don't like is I don't like that girl, Britt
Roberts.
Well,
yeah, you don't like Girl Boss.
No, I liked Girl Boss. That was the thing. I just didn't like her in that movie.
Okay.
Because she's in the Space Between Us with Ender Wiggin, Asa Butterfield. Where he was born on Mars and Carla Gugino
and
stuff.
That.
We rented it.
Yeah.
It was like T-Mobile does a thing on Tuesdays where they give, and so it was a free rental on Vudu. So Haley's
T-Mobile
been wanting to see
Tuesdays.
It. Haley wanted to see it, so we rented it and she liked it, and it was like $5 on iTunes over the weekend. She's like, "We buy this." I'm like, "Okay, yeah, that's fine."
She's getting to that age now.
Well, she liked it. She'll put it on her iPad. She'll watch
movie.
It always. Yeah.
That's what I said. She's getting to that age now.
No, because whenever like people kiss on screen, she's still like, ew. So anyway. But no, so Wrinkle Time, excited for Tomb Raider. This is Alicia Vikander from Ex Machina.
Yeah.
So she looks like the video game character come to life.
Walton Goggins is in this movie.
Oh yeah, man.
So why not go see it?
You got
playing the bad guy.
Especially having just rewatched Justified.
Well,
you know?
And, you know, he's just a fun actor.
Yeah.
He shows up in Bourne Identity. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yep. Did you ever watch the Major League movie he was in?
No.
Back to the Minors.
Oh.
And he's in it with the guy that played Lem on The Shield as well. Kenny LeMant.
From Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was on Smallville.
Was he on Smallville?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Anyway, it was in the Wonder Twins.
Sorry, but Smallville's so long ago now that I don't remember
everything. Well, again, I just rewatched that one not too long ago either.
You watched 10 years of Smallville?
When the day they put it on Hulu, I started binging
it. Oh, Jesus.
So, anyway. I
didn't even make it through the first season.
Like,
I started watching it and didn't even make it through the first season.
The first... we'll talk. We'll do a small whale episode at some point.
No!
Anyway, okay, we did Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider looks great.
Yeah, what they showed. Yeah.
The action sequences and things like that look like they're a lot of fun. Aquaman, I think, ultimately is going to be a worthless movie.
Okay.
Because I do not see, especially with the news of a new person coming on to steward the DCEU or whatever they're going to call their new film universe.
Yeah.
I think this is the death nail for the old regime.
No, it isn't.
I think it's already done shooting unless they have a year, unless they decide to do a bunch of massive reshoots, which, I mean, what's Jason Momoa doing? Then they probably can. My only concern with this, right?
Yeah.
Is James Wan shot the Aquaman Atlantis sequence in the Justice League movie.
Yeah.
And I hated it. I think the content was fine. I think, what's her name? Amber Heard looked great as Mira. I liked seeing that glimpse into Mira's power set.
Right.
But the them in water, like how they did that.
I don't think they'll have that in the whole movie.
But then when she did like the air bubble.
Right.
Like, are they going to do that the whole time?
I'm sure Atlantis is not totally underwater.
Well, but if you watch any of the other stuff or read the comics, Atlantis is always fully underwater.
Yeah, they're not going to.
I don't know. I have reservations about this one. So plus, I do not think Jason Momoa was a good actor.
Okay.
I think he does great in things like Khal Drogo and Conan, where he doesn't have to talk.
Yeah.
I think the more and more he talked in Justice League just exposed that he was actually the worst actor on the screen, even with Gal Gadot included there.
Man, you're like being really mean.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just getting over being sick.
You're just angry.
I'm not angry.
You're a fan angry boy.
I am so not. Mary Poppins.
Star Wars Last Jedi ruined my life.
I love Star Wars The Last Jedi. Anyway, Mary Poppins Returns starring Yondu Udonta. Awesome. Can't wait.
Yes.
So, I think Emily Blunt cast as Mary Poppins is so freaking cool.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see that.
And it's in the continuity of the story.
Yeah.
Because it's she comes later on in the lives of the kids from
Michael
the first.
And
I don't remember.
I never remember. Is it Michael? Is he the little boy?
I don't remember.
But
it's literally him. He's the dad this time around.
Right.
So
if she doesn't fly in and say I'm Mary Poppins, y'all, I'm gonna be so sad.
If they didn't do a scene with Michael Rooker in the movie, I'm gonna be sad.
Oh, that would be awesome. So,
play one of Lin-Manuel Miranda's guys that lights down the street. So, like, hey, yeah, y'all.
Lin is in this. He did some of the Lin-Manuel is in this. He did some of the music.
Music. Yeah.
I think he did all the music. Did some of the choreography. So,
Is fine. I mean, the thing is like Lin-Manuel Miranda got popular because of Hamilton, but he was doing the stuff for Moana before Hamilton, and the music for Moana is really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he was in an episode of How I Met Your Mother.
How hard is it for when people thank me that I can say, what can I say except you're welcome? And some get it, and some don't.
Yep. So he was in an episode of How I Met Your Mother, where Marshall had to speak in rhymes.
Nice.
And so he got to flow a little bit, which was hilarious. And then he was on an episode of The Sopranos.
Wow.
So
he's been around.
That was
for
like
a while.
His first.
I mean, he's been around for a while, but it's one of those ones where he's another one where you'd.
It's so fun where he pops up now.
He became
older
popular.
Stuff. You're like, oh, hey, look, it's Alexander.
Hey, it's
Hamilton.
A guy.
All right. The Predator.
Yeah.
Again, forgot this was coming out. Keegan-Michael Key is in this as a badass, which will be a very interesting thing to see because. He's such a great comedian.
I think Shane got a strong cast for this movie.
Yeah, Shane Black. Is directing this one. He was in the first one. Jake Busey's in it as
the
Gary
character.
Busey's
Gary's
son,
Busey,
which is cool.
That's cool. A nod to that movie.
Yeah, so we'll see. I think these Predator Alien movies are really hit or miss.
Yeah.
With the nostalgia factor, I think they're probably not as mainstream as some people think they are when it comes to, you know, the mass audiences.
Who thinks that?
I don't know. Some people must.
I think that, you know, what, this is 20th Century Fox, so it's just, let's try and make money. It's not Disney yet.
It will be.
Once all the legal stuff's done.
Once the paperwork is written.
What they got?
And
they probably got about
is...
4 months worth of paperwork to figure out.
Oh,
legal.
No, it's like 18 months because it's got to go through the Federal
Disney.
Trade Commission.
Disney owns the Federal Trade Commission. You just don't know it.
Well, the fact that they're not buying any actual like networks.
Yeah.
They're just taking on assets.
Right.
It's going to be rubber stamped all the way.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It'll be 6 months and they'll be on board of everything.
I want Shia LaBeouf to show up in this movie. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know. I just want him to. I don't know. As like a little kid predator.
Okay.
Because he's so little.
That's weird.
Anyway. I feel like this is like the perfect time to.
I don't like the way that they did Shia LaBeouf in the last Transformers.
Oh,
movie.
You were supposed to bring that over for me, though.
I forget it every time. No, I just don't like. I don't like the way they did him.
Yeah. That's not cool, man. You don't do Sam Witwicky that way.
Just the explanation was totally off the wall.
All right. The last movie is Venom.
Yeah. We got two Spider-Man movies this year.
I don't know. Like,
They're going to use a lot of Spider-Man villains in this movie.
Well, but is he going to have like the white spider on his chest? Because part of the reason Venom looks like Spider-Man.
No, he's just going to be a black monster mask creature.
Okay, but because so he's going to look like Spawn without the cape. But so part of the reason why Venom. Is the way he is.
Spawn is not just a black mask.
I'm kidding.
Why
do
you
have
to diss Spawn, man?
Anyway.
Man.
So part of the reason why Venom is the way he's Venom is because of how he bonded with Peter. It's how the symbiote bonded with Peter.
Right, yeah.
And then it bonded with Eddie Brock, who hated Peter Parker.
Right.
So I just don't.
But at that point, it hated Peter Parker, too.
Yeah. Oh, when he broke free of the symbiote, it hated him because that's why it came back from Secret Wars with him, retconned years and years later. That, you know, because it saw a true partner.
Right.
But Peter was too, quote unquote, good.
Peter Parker good? All what the symbiote had to do was kill Aunt May and everything would have went the way it wanted it to.
Absolutely.
That's a what if story that needs to be written. There you go. That would be cool.
Write the treatment. We'll send it to Brian Bendis to write.
Brian Bendis doesn't work for Marvel anymore.
Oh yeah. Derp.
Sorry.
We'll send it to who writes for Marvel anymore?
I don't know.
Jason Aaron. There you go.
I don't think he writes what ifs.
Cullen Bunn.
I don't think Jason Aaron deals in what ifs.
Kieran Gillen. Anyway, so I'm concerned about this movie because they've said Tom Holland.
Jedi.
What?
Jason Aaron's a Jedi. He don't deal in what ifs.
Tom Holland won't be in this movie because if Tom Holland is in that movie, it means that Venom
exists
in
Marvel?
The MCU.
Yeah.
And I think to paraphrase the quote is, we have our shit together for the next 15 years. Sony is still throwing spaghetti on the wall to see what sticks. So they don't want to cross that over.
So, and all the joking about two Spider-Man movies, both of these are being released by Sony.
Right.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and Venom. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is going to be the more successful long run.
Yes.
Venom is going to be the more successful the weekend it comes out.
It will... I mean, like, without seeing anything about it, and, like, you know, it's going to have Black Cat and Silver Sable in it.
Right, yeah.
Which is going to be to set them up for their own movie.
Right, yeah.
This movie isn't going to make $50 million in its first weekend.
It will.
I don't think it will.
These comic book people...
I think it's going to have stellar trailers.
I'm withdrawing myself from the comic book people at this point.
I mean, it's going to have an amazing
trailer. You're still more of a comic book guy than I am. I'm less of a comic book guy.
You're a toy hunter.
Yeah, I'm not even a toy hunter. I'm just that guy.
Yeah. You're a pop culture guy.
I'm pop culture. Anyway. So, but the thing about it is the Spider fans... Because you are one.
I am. I have a picture of Spider-Man.
You're all going
to
eat it up. Don't try to tell me you won't. You went and seen Spider-Man 3. Yeah. See? So don't try to tell me you're not going to go see another Venom movie. Because the reason you guys... Well, I know you don't like Venom. But the reason you guys went to see Spider-Man 3 was because Venom was in it. It wasn't because Sandman was in it. It was because Venom was in it, because the studio thought of that, and you ate it up.
Here's what Spider-Man 3 told me.
And that movie sucked.
Spider-Man 3 told me that Topher Grace should have been Spider-Man.
Yes. I agree with that.
He should
have
been
Spider-Man
1, 2, and 3. Topher Grace should have been Peter Parker.
I mean, that's, you know, that's the heydays of working at Queen City Comics and, you know, casting.
Yeah.
And Wizard did it a lot with their casting call. They never casted Topher Grace, but I said Topher Grace would have been a perfect Peter Parker at that point.
From
because
the minute he showed
I was
up
watching
on
that
70s
show.
It's like that kid is Peter Parker.
Yeah. So
and maybe he wouldn't
I can
be
remember
some weird
Wizard's
recluse,
casting
yeah.
of Peter Parker.
Yeah.
At the time, it worked.
Yeah.
It was Leonardo DiCaprio.
I think
they had it where James Cameron was linked to that movie forever.
Yeah, in 2002.
Yeah.
Leo DiCaprio is a great
Peter
choice
Parker.
For Peter Parker.
Right.
At no point in history, like again, Spider-Man 2 is a fantastic movie.
But Cameron was linked to it in the 90s.
He was, you're
like,
right.
Like right around the time that X-Men came out.
Right.
And
well, because they had that cut scene where Spider-Man walked
find
through
it.
The...
I'm sure that that's online somewhere.
They had that blooper scene where Spider-Man walks through the Statue of Liberty lobby.
Yeah.
In X-Men.
Yeah.
James Marsden Marsden chases him off.
Yeah.
But no, I think when you say the Spider fans are going to eat it up, again, I think they're going to have to show something really spectacular, no pun intended, in the trailers.
If they're smart and they're not, you know, it's a hope thing.
Mm-hmm.
If they go the way that Deadpool went,
they're not going to do rated R Venom.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Sony's not going to do that. They don't have Sony doesn't have the balls to do it.
Right.
Two, Sony can't afford to make a mistake with any more of the Marvel stuff that they have.
They don't have much.
And three, they need to do the Ultimate Spider-Man version
Sony,
of it.
Disney's coming for you next.
So, but here's my question, right? Tom Hardy's a great actor. And he's been kind of typecast in these.
Can he play a villain?
Well, he's been typecast in these Bane, Warrior, Mad Max type roles where he doesn't have to say a lot. And I think if you go the ultimate Spider-Man verse or Ultimate Spider-Man version of Venom,
yeah,
where Eddie Brock is a scientist, which I totally think Tom Hardy can pull off.
Can do that.
Because at that point, Venom did not team up with Peter the way it went. Yeah. And so. Yeah, then you can do that. But who is Eddie Brock going to hate?
The guy who killed his family. And his name will be... I don't know.
I think doing like Flash Thompson.
Kraven the Hunter.
Agent Venom.
Kraven the Hunter.
Oh my God, if they waste Kraven the Hunter on a freaking Venom movie, Sony does not deserve...
They can't use Spider-Man right now.
Then they shouldn't do this.
Well, we know that.
Like that's why there's... You put this on the list, and I put it on the list begrudgingly. So
people aren't even listening at this point.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, on that note. No, but seriously, there's so much cool stuff coming out this year. I thought 2017 was a good year for stuff. And, I mean, just looking at movies, Pacific Rim, Black Panther, Avengers, freaking Jurassic World, Ant-Man, Ready Player One, Spider-Man and the Spider-Verse. We have the next... A Star Wars story, you know, seeing how this does, which I love Rogue One. Rogue One's my third or fourth favorite Star Wars movie, depending on the day. Yeah, you got Mary Poppins. There's a ton. Wreck-It Ralph 2. Which
Mary Poppins, y'all.
I forgot to put on this list. We even talk about Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Yeah?
Wreck-It Ralph 2 looks amazing.
Didn't I say that?
You did. I forgot to I didn't copy it right. Anyway, but that one looks awesome. So, Vanellope
Ralph
Von Schweet.
The internet.
Well, yeah. So, all right, guys, that's enough of that. God, we're at an hour.
Because it should have been two episodes.
It should have. We should have done TV and comics and then movies.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so for this year, for the Infamous Podcast, we are going to do cool stuff. We're going to go back to the Ohio Toy and Comic Show, I think.
Yes, we are.
We're going to have some
guests.
I'm going to
confirm that now. We are going through the Ohio Toy and Comic Show.
We're
going to
have some guests in studio later this month. We're going
to
work on...
I get to take that day off.
No, you got to come in for that.
I got to take that day off.
We're going
to
do some more interviews, hopefully, and do some fun stuff. And maybe D. Griff, if he's not too busy with IGN, will rejoin us for a couple episodes this year.
Give us all the spoilers on Krypton.
Dude, what he told me, I'm so pumped for that show. So, anyway. All right, guys. On that note, Happy New Year. If you're listening at this point, thank you for listening.
If you're listening at this point, Patreon, Comixology, go, click, listen, buy.
Go, click.
Do whatever.
Buy. iTunes, subscribe.
Donate. Go to t-shirts. Go buy a t-shirt.
There's merch out the wazoo.
That's it.
Oh, I found a site that does pins. Those enamel pins.
Dear Lord.
Anyway. All right, guys. On that note, we will see you later.
Bye.
The Infamous Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. This show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Those amazing banners that go with our show notes, those are designed by Johnny, and the show is mixed and engineered by me. Our intro music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast. To stay up to date on the latest news about the show and find out what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and what we're looking for is help to grow the show to keep bringing you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. later.